Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Purcello, Matt Scravey. The Daily Gambit coming your way here shortly. Not a lot going on like in real-time sports today. I think there's another game that's on ESPN today.
College football?
A little college football.
Yeah,
we got today?
We'll be wagering heavy on that. Another conference U.S. action. Asian.
USA.
I watched that Kennesaw State game all the way through
you
last
did?
Night. Yeah,
good
it was on you. Here in studio. But I love the FIU uniforms. They look awesome.
You're they were pretty
those,
cool. So. Little Miami Vice feel
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, but they lost big. So.
Oh, was that their... It's tough to wear those nice uniforms yeah. and then go out and
we don't
get
know.
Dunked.
Was that their normal? Or were they?
I don't think it's their normal. I can't tell you, but...
I will say, I agree. It was a good look. Looked good.
How do you guys? We were talking about this off air in terms of the Tony Vitello hiring for the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
You and I and Scraby had accused both of us of thinking that this is going to work. I don't think either of us are saying it's going to work. I think we're both saying that we don't mind the risk he's taking because it's going to be intriguing to see unfold. If it ends up working, you bet your bottom dollar there is going to be. Major
college
league
baseball
team.
Coaches leaving
this is going
immediately.
To, this is 1,000% going to start something. And so I think for that reason, it is kind of intriguing. And now if it blows up, you know, you'll have the section of folks that were like, I told you so. This should have never been something you did. But I commend Buster Posey for doing something that I don't think anybody else would do.
Outside the box
yeah.
type of thing. I don't know. Is it 100% out the box? It certainly is in recent times. I thought, and I'm going to have to look it up, and I should have done it earlier, but I thought there was a college coach, like I want to say Texas or Florida State or something, that they gave a look-see at the major league level.
Was it Augie at the
something
time?
Something like an Augie, but Augie Garrido's who Tony's thinking. I don't think it was him, though. And I'm not thinking of anyway.
I know. Listen,
I thought somebody got a shot and didn't go. It didn't go great.
Pat is the closest to it.
Pat Murphy. Being Arizona State.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he had been out of college baseball for a few years and in the professional realm for a few years at that point. I don't know that it has happened.
It
where
may be the only one.
Has been picked straight from
yeah.
college.
In fact, they're saying it is an unprecedented
yeah.
move.
Okay.
Yes.
I, never say, I can't remember one.
In terms of out of. What you said, Tony, being taken from your college job right to Major League Baseball. Here's the unfortunate thing for Vitello, through no fault of his phone, my long-lost relative. How he does is going to be, said,
yeah.
it's going to basically determine the fate of so many people, and that's not fair.
We could already kind of color how it's going to go if it goes this way. If it goes well, I'm sure we'll get an athletic article kind of highlighting all of the strengths that he
Buster
brought from
Posey's
college.
Big yeah. gamble.
Right, right. If it doesn't go well, there will be about 15 sources out of the Giants organization that will tell us why it was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, and something I think like that, and I think that's unfair. I think right now we should be on record based on what I've seen and what we're saying. I like this.
I do.
And if it doesn't work, then I still liked it.
I do. I like the
I don't think
the
it's,
attempt.
I don't think it's fair to have to wait for a result to determine whether this is a, you know,
I agree,
kind of a nifty move.
I agree.
So I think you give the credit where it's
cart
due.
Cart before horse.
All right, so you're not with it, Scrape.
I don't know why, but I just
you're
have this feeling.
He's fail.
I just have this feeling that this
Does
is not going
to
work out.
Does it have anything to do
out?
With the fact that Braden Soprano's brother went to Tennessee and you're projecting?
No, I have
a
no.
I
have no issues with fellow
on...
Matt Soprano.
Nothing on Matt.
No,
okay.
I got no issues right. with Matt Soprano.
I just say if you're out there, Matt, I asked for you.
Yeah,
I'm looking out for you.
I think that. This, for some reason, and I know it's not like this, but it screams Jace Tingler to me. It screams, I need my guy. I'm going to try to outthink the room.
I don't agree.
Because the reason I know it's not true, because he's had success at the college level.
But I disagree with you 100%. I think this is a guy that is probably really, he's young. First of all, the first time I saw Tennessee play a baseball game last year when they were making their World Series run, and they showed this guy in the dugout, I'm like, what are they showing the water boy for? Like, I couldn't believe he was the manager.
Because he was so young.
He's just a young-looking guy.
And so
he's probably, you know, years ahead of where a lot of guys his age are. So I think it's a bold move that I like. I this guy's got something special, apparently.
Yeah.
To be able to lead his college team to a World Series. Most college baseball winning World Series managers have been there for 20, 30, 40 years.
That's right.
He's did it like as a 10-year-old. Not really. You know what I mean? It's just young. A different deal.
Right.
Young guy. So I think there's something with this guy.
Now, if he's a 10-year-old, you should definitely
then
hire
you'd
him.
Stay
we got,
away
a,
from
we got a problem.
You got to hire him because he's
the
a genius.
One I did look up some older hires.
He's 47, by the way.
He does, but he really does look 27. Yeah. I looked up some other hires. The Yankees back in 1980, way back when, hired a guy named Dick Houser, who'd been the Florida State coach for years, but didn't bring him right in, but he had been at Florida State. And Houser, I did win a World Series. If it wasn't with the Yankees, he might have won with Kansas City. Houser had a little success, but the pickings are slim. In terms of college coaches to the majors.
I will say this, though. I think, Tony, what he predicted on our YouTube last week, Gwen and Chris, is that there is now a trend, I think, where managers are going to be younger. You're not going to see the Snickers, the Bochies. You're not going to see those guys get these jobs anymore because, I hate to say it this way, but it seems like it's a young man's game now.
No, I just think the attrition over time... and all those guys have so many mouths on them already.
That's true.
Like you, the scrutiny, all
look
that
at what
comes.
Happened. Look, Mike Schilt's 59. He's a young man.
All
he
that,
was worn out.
Right. All that comes with being a manager, especially in a place that is a pressure cooker. I mean, San Francisco falls into that kind of category, and so I don't think we're going to continue to see guys stay in it as long. As we have in the past, for sure. Real quick, before we get... No, we got to go. Let's get to the Daily Gambit. No.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Speaking of managers, we got to talk about Kurt Suzuki at some point. Maybe in the Big Five, maybe. But he was hired by the Angels.
He got that good old-fashioned one-year
managerial deal. Yeah, it's very strange.
Is that, wild. Who gets that other than him?
I've never heard of it.
We'll I don't know if this is true or not, but Zen on YouTube is saying reports that Tingler could be Vitoli's bench coach, which
all right.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think they're messing
that would
with
be
you.
A disaster. I'm sorry. That would be an absolute
I think they're
disaster.
Messing with you.
All right, the best
I heard
that we
that
made.
Vitello is his name, by the way.
Don't
mess up his last name. It's important. Vitello, I heard, wants to
bring
in.
Oh, it was reported.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Vitello also wants to bring in Ramon Martinez as his pitching coach. I'm hearing rumors of that.
Okay. Let's go to our bets from last night. We started with the NBA. OKC -6.5 on the spread against Houston. All three of us said Houston. KD definitely took a timeout and they didn't call it. Chet Holmgren loses his mind because he's like, he called timeout. That would be infuriating. But OKC ended up winning this game. They didn't win by enough to cover the spread. 125-124, so we win. Now, Warriors -2.5 over the Lakers. You guys went Lakers. I went Warriors. Warriors win by 10, 119-109. Over under a total score of 226.5 in that Warriors-Lakers game. All of us went over.
And we went under.
Or, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. We went under, and it was over by 1.5, 228.
Yeah, those are close. It's amazing.
It was that three that Steph made at the end.
Stupid Steph.
Well, we'll get to Steph in a second. Who had more points?
Steph is so good.
SGA or Luka Doncic. SGA had a spread of -1, too. So Chris went SGA. Tony and I went Luka. Luka had 43 last night. SGA had 35 minus that one. He had 34. So Tony and I win
Luka
that one.
Luka had 43 and 12 assists.
We're going to get to that.
So
because we have a bet on
what
that.
I'm saying is that he was responsible for far more than half their points.
Right.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, over under 4.5, made threes last night. Chris was the only one to go under. He only made three. Then Luka, over under 47.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. He went 43, 12, and 9, which is a combined 64. All of us went over.
Easy money.
I didn't get your guys' Kennesaw State bets. They were -3. I picked the Owls. I'm not sure where you guys
went. We both went the other way.
We went Kennesaw, I think.
No. You went Kennesaw?
No, we went the other
Sorry,
way.
Sorry, we did. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh,
FIU.
Kennesaw won 45-26.
Yeah. Okay.
And then finally.
He said, nope, sorry.
Which NHL team scored more in their game last night? The Ducks at Nashville or the Kings at St. Louis? Chris and I went Kings. Tony went Ducks. Ducks scored 5. Kings needed overtime to score 2.
Here's the thing. Whether Tony, if Tony picks the Kings, they lose. If he picks against them, they lose.
Right.
It's just no matter what the Kings bet is, they don't win the bet.
Wow. I got to read this. Football Talk, 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, we'll have some picks when we come back here. I think we're already up against the clock.
Hey, give me a second to move some things around, Joe.
So we'll get into some matches.
Let me know when you're ready, Scrape.
Traffic isn't ready yet, so we'll have that at the end of the commercial break. How about that? Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's get the break on the other side. Sports, well, the finish of our
Gambit,
and some sports court. Hey, Padre fans. If your days are anything like mine, you need energy that lasts. That's why I never miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh, 319. Tony Glenn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Chris, your camera's on me now for some reason.
We're talking.
I got
give
two
people
of them.
A double angle.
Scraby, you were going off about something in the break, and I wanted to correct you on it.
Oh, Vitello. Was it so. Chris when Chris swore at me in
matter.
The break because I asked him
do
about
you want me to
his
swear
one
to you,
misread?
Not in the break.
No,
I'd be happy to.
I was doing a nice little video for our YouTube.
Oh please, you stuck a camera in my face hoping to get a reaction.
I was.
And so I gave you what you wanted.
I did not want that, but I will post that video later.
I think you did.
I will post that video later.
We have to finish our Daily Gambit. Let's
I
get
have
to our
to bleep
bets.
It first. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get to the Daily Gambit, or finishing of the Daily
Gambit.
Yeah,
all right. We'll get to our picks here. I think something we can talk about, though, with Vitello is we do know his contract now. And you talked about Kurt Suzuki doing a one-year contract. Vitello sounds like he's got a little better deal than Kurt Suzuki took, but... Get into that. All right, NBA, first game on the board tonight. It's on paper, a really good one. Everything I've read says either Cleveland or the Knicks are going to win the East this year. And they play each other tonight in New York. First game, Cleveland is a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Tony Gwynn Jr. with 10 points so far this week.
Cleveland, please.
Cleveland on the road, all right. This is the Mike Brown debut, Scraby.
I would just like to point out, I am irresponsibly betting because I know nothing about
NBA.
You know nothing about the NBA.
We haven't played
a
game yet.
It's okay.
I know that Steph Curry's in the league. I'll go with Tony. I'll go Cleveland.
Okay. I'll make it interesting. Mike Brown against his former team, right?
Oh,
didn't he
yeah.
coach Cleveland?
He
so
did,
I'll try the
did.
Knicks at home. All right,
his
we
first
got...
coaching gig, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so,
yeah.
All right, we got to get the Bulls in there. Check in on the Bulls, opener. They're home to Detroit. I thought Detroit had a
Detroit's
great year
good.
Last year.
Yeah.
And they're 2.5-point favorites on the road. Detroit is at Chicago. Scraby here. We know the Bulls are what they are. They're still
the same.
I know.
I was going to say, I don't know much about the NBA, but Chris tells me the Bulls are awful. So.
Nah, I don't say that. They're mediocre, though. They're below average.
Chris, Tony, would you agree that Chris is really hard on his teams? Like, they're not
okay,
as bad as he
says he is. Can we go through my teams right now? The Dolphins are the worst team in football.
I don't think
the
so.
The Blackhawks have been the worst team in hockey the last 3 years. My wife and I follow the Rockies on the side. That's the worst team in the history of baseball. What teams would you like me to say good about?
You do have some. San Diego State is
yeah,
like your only
I
love right
Aztecs,
now at this
yeah.
point.
So I don't know what you'd like me to say good.
Pistons.
You are going to go with the Pistons. It's probably the smart money, but I'll try to show some faith in the Bulls on opening night, even though Colby White's not playing, and he's really their best weapon. So I think bettors ought to be aware of that anyway. Tony?
Pistons,
yeah. Clippers start their campaign tonight. 9.5-point favorites, which is quite a bit. At Utah.
It's a deep squad.
Utah. Utah, which missed out on the number one pick. I don't know anyone on Utah.
No. Oh, they got the DJ kid. Oh, no. Excuse me. They have the
Rayburn?
One... No, it's not Rayburn.
DJ Rayburn.
The, yeah,
the kid that everybody was giving a lot of...
Oh, flack to?
Yes.
Because of his girlfriend?
No, he didn't, like, work out for anybody. And
oh,
he...
amen.
No, I'm in is nope. with the Rockets.
I'm looking at their roster, and I couldn't tell you who it is because I
Let
just
pull,
don't
I'm pull
recognize
up Rockets.
Any of these
you
names.
You guys keep going.
I'm
going to
recognize some of these names, too.
I'm going to pull up that roster.
Let's see.
Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey
out of Rutgers. He's 19 years old.
Hey, that kid can play.
6'9". I'm going to take Utah. They're getting 9.5 at home. They're going to get blown out, but what the hell?
Who are they playing?
Clippers. Yeah, Clippers are favored. Who do you want, Tony?
Clippers.
Clips. It's great.
I'll go Clip Show.
Nobody taking a chance, taking a flyer on the Jazz along with me there. All right, back to the Knicks-Cleveland game. Donovan Mitchell. Never seen anybody else do that.
I've never seen anyone ever do that!
Yeah, that's a great moment in Donovan Mitchell history. And that was when he was with the Jazz, by the way. 2 points. He's favored by 2 points to score more than Jalen Brunson. Tony. That's a tough one. Either of these guys is capable of going off.
I'm going to say it's...
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go with Donovan.
Mitchell. I am also going to go with Mitchell. He's on the road. I feel he has to assert himself a little more. Scraby?
I'll be a contrarian.
All right.
Brunson.
Not the world's worst time to be a contrarian. All right. This is the top points plus rebounds plus assists guy in the league tonight in terms of his odds. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Still playing at a high level. The freak. Greek freak. 51.5
Whoa.
Points plus rebounds plus assists. Scraby. It's a lot. They're playing the Wizards, though, who are recognized as one of the worst teams in the league.
So Kyle Kuzma's still wearing that 6XL sweatshirt.
He's out of Buck, there. Actually.
He's really? Playing against the Wizards tonight. Yes.
Oh, man. Wizards have no chance now. I'm going to go with over.
Over. Yeah. All right. I'm going to just on merit say under because it's just so many.
But yeah.
He might do it.
It's very well possible against this squad. I'll go the over as well.
He's going over. All right. So I'm looking at the Wizards roster right now.
Is George Mears on there?
Yeah, no kidding. Wes Unseld. C.J. McCollum still there, 34 years old. Chris Middleton also.
Still there? He just got there.
Oh, why did they send him to purgatory at this time of his career?
Is it one of those, like, I just want to keep playing and this team will give me that opportunity?
Well, they certainly will. All right, college football tonight, Conference U.S. action or something. Delaware. Back on the crosshairs tonight, guys. The Blue Hens are home to the Blue Raiders.
Of Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee. You got the Blue Hens and the Blue Raiders. The Blue Hens are 1-2, conference 3-3 overall. The Blue Raiders are 0-2, 1-5. Delaware, as a result, is a 9.5 point favorite.
All right.
I've been struggling on these middle week games. But Middle Tennessee doesn't sound
what
like that.
What type of shun is this?
Conference U.S. action.
Action. Yeah. Okay.
Delaware is my pick, but I'm not feeling in the honor of Joe Flacco here. Tony. And I can't
Delaware.
Give you Middle Tennessee.
Give me Delaware.
Contrarian once again.
I am going to go with Middle Tennessee because a Raider would beat a hen any day.
They're both blue, so there you go. The Blues cancel each other out.
Yeah, but I think the blue part might bring the Raider down a little bit.
And might bring the hen up. I mean, seen a blue hen? I've never seen a blue Raider.
I've seen a few black and silver ones, but I have not seen a blue one.
Well, anyway, that hen's going down.
All right, this is the biggest match of the night in terms of San Diego sports fans. It's Portland, it's Real Salt Lake for the right to go on and meet SDFC in the first round of the MLS Cup playoffs. This is just a pick 'em. It's not. Portland is actually favored here, but I don't have a spread in the soccer match, so you're just picking straight up, Tony. Is Portland going to advance, or is Real Salt Lake going to advance?
I'm going Real Salt Lake. Based off of that performance I last saw to Portland.
Portland looked pretty bad the other day, didn't they? No kidding. How can they be favored after they just
lifeless.
They lost 4-0 in a soccer match. Hopefully that just means SDFC was that good. Scraby, who are you going with?
I'll go with Portland.
All right. I almost said something about Portland, but I didn't.
Good for you, Chris. Good for you.
I was going to go with Portland, but Tony just kind of switched me up. I mean, God, I got crushed.
I finished paying for my new subscription, watched, right. And it was like they were having a kick around, basically.
All right. I'll go with Real Salt Lake under those circumstances. I got the Utah Jazz Real Salt Lake City double going tonight. So, big fan there of that. All right, there's our Daily Gambit. By the way, after going 9-0 yesterday, back to earth.
Yeah,
three and five. So, but that also shows how surprisingly crazy the 9-0 was.
Yeah,
that's what I think anyway. All right, where are we going? Wait a minute. Hang on. Don't do anything. Don't push any buttons, Scraby.
I'm not.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota Poway.
Dang it! not to Toyota Poway, to Chris actually remembering.
And they are voting. I'm going to take my time on this.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Sweet time. Scrab, you're going to just tough it out over there. Toyota Poway. Let me tell you a little bit about these people. They're voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer. Not just by anybody either. Voted that by USA Today. That's right. Toyota Poway. It's such a good note that they wrote it twice. Toyota Poway has been voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. They got APRs as low as 0%. Can't go any lower.
Nah, you can't.
They got tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats. During the Trucktober sales event, it's happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotapoway.com in the heart of San Diego. I love this. They said they have tons of Toyotas. I'm assuming that is accurate, that if you weighed all the cars, they have tons.
Yes.
I'm bringing this up because there was an old movie. Not a bad one either, Scrape. You might check it out, called Used Cars.
He doesn't think anything's bad.
Yeah, it's a little older. It's called Used Cars. You know Kurt Russell? He's the guy. And he has a competing car lot with the guy across the way who's his brother. Kurt Russell plays both roles.
Oh, okay.
Both used car lots. And Kurt Russell's lot advertises that they have a mile of cars. And in order to keep the whole thing going at the very end, they have to prove that the cars from end to end to end
is a mile.
Actually stretch a mile. So I'm making sure that Toyota's cars weigh tons, as they're claiming. Scraby, take us to break, and ha!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed. Hold up. Let me get myself right.
Hang on. My camera's trying to get focused on you again.
Indeed. We have ourselves a sports court coming up.
Yeah, how could you tell?
And so, I didn't have my wig on, so they might not have known.
Oh, you
first.
Didn't. Yeah, I do.
And
it already itches.
Yeah, no.
So hurry up and get this over with, Scrape.
Real quick, before we get to that. all guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Scraby.
We'll have to do traffic in the middle.
No traffic.
But we have an open.
Boom.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five.
I just did the countdown.
Yeah, you did. We can hear it.
Why did... we can hear it. Why did I do the countdown? Hold on. That was a big mistake.
Right, here's your, I guess you got an idea.
Oh, no.
And I like this
Oh,
one.
He's going to count how many times I make a mistake? We've
You're
already done it, Chris.
How many times I miss a commercial? I'm going to start counting how many mistakes you make. I promise I'll stop when I get to double figures each day.
We have to agree on the mistake and see if it actually is a mistake. But I don't have any problems with that. Mm-hmm. Here's the right one.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Gonzo says Ella looks like the lady at the farmer's market exchanging her book for couscous.
Yes.
What happened to your wig?
Do I have it on backwards, probably?
I think you might have it on backwards.
You look like Beethoven or Mozart or something. It's weird. That is, it's all in your eyes, too. This is hilarious.
It's staying.
This is hilarious.
So that's too bad if you don't like it. By the way,
like
speaking of scraping...
dried up Jerry Curl.
Speaking of Scraby's mistakes, Tony, you and I mentioned this yesterday off the air.
Oh,
we
got to
bring the Scroobies back.
Do you guys remember
the Scroobies?
It was
an all-time classic moment in show history.
We had a moment yesterday before the show where Scraby mentioned something about
the
COVID
era, yeah.
And it just instantly threw Chris and I back into the frame of mind we had to be in to come up with some of the crap we came up with to get through those days.
Yeah, the Scroobies.
The Scroobies was one of them.
We used to take his best screw-ups of the week. And believe me, this was a lengthy segment.
Can we play that every Friday?
Every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday for a while. Then I just got so good, you know, I couldn't.
Oh, that's right. You kind of cleaned it up, right?
So that it just dried up on its own.
Right.
It did. I learned from it. I moved forward.
Yeah, you
and
did.
So you guys were like, man, we can't do the Scroobies anymore. You're too perfect.
That's exactly how I remember it going away.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was a good story, though. All right, let's get into our first one. We got some interesting
Can
ones
Can I get
today.
The gavel today? You had the gavel last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, this first one is tame compared to the last one.
I'm kind of scared.
Sorry, this is actually someone who told me this over the weekend. The other two are from Reddit. It's been like 10 years since the Chargers left, and I'm still getting crap for liking my Chargers. I understand people have been hurt by them, but I didn't hurt them. So me wearing my Chargers jersey does not make me the enemy. I've tried to be nice and defuse the situation, but I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Chris, you're at first. When people come at me for being a Charger fan, do I have the right to be as rude to them as they are to me?
Order. Sorry.
Well, you know, I love when people behave rude. But I think so. Here's the thing with being a fan of a team. I don't think you can necessarily help it.
I agree with that.
I mean, if you have a team in your heart and that's your team, and them moving didn't change that feeling, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, mentally or, you know, on the surface, a lot of us say, well, we can't root for the Chargers because of the way they treated us. I mean, that's just not the way it goes sometimes. So I think you have every right to continue to be a Charger fan. But I would try to rise above other people's rudeness and just, you know, move past it. Two wrongs don't make a right.
They go low, go high.
Go high.
Don't go to hell.
There you go.
So you're saying, Tony, don't be as rude?
I'm not saying that. I think that's what Chris is saying. Listen, I think the anger initially was understandable. How many years has it been now?
They said 10. I'm going to go look, but I don't believe it's quite been
10. It's been almost 10.
I'll look. Go ahead.
I don't know. I think you should be allowed to be whatever fan you want. As I think Chris kind of explained it perfectly. If that move didn't change,
2016 was the last season here.
Okay, so we're coming up on
10
years. Yeah. If that move didn't change inside of you.
And they're playing in a game and you're rooting for them and you just see that you're rooting.
Right.
You're a fan.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm sure that has affected people in many different ways. Like, I still root for the Chargers. I don't go hard in the paint like I used to, but I still root for them. But yeah, man, I think, as Chris eloquently said, rise above, but sometimes you gotta let them know.
Let them know what's what?
Yeah, I think sometimes.
You have to hit him with a two-piece, Tony?
Don't hit him with a two-piece. We don't want to make this physical. We don't make this physical. But I think sometimes you got to let them know. I'm not saying you need to do that all the time, but you take your lumps, and then sometimes that random person has just got to be. You got to let them have it.
I'm not good at. I'm the guy who comes up with an amazing comeback when I'm like in the shower 2 days later to a situation that I had.
After you've ran over it like a thousand times.
It's usually always in the shower.
Kind of like I can't help but root for the Dolphins. I can't help but think of you naked when you say that.
Oh,
so
I can.
Please don't.
I'm gonna not do that.
I wear a bathing suit in the shower. But sometimes I wish I had comebacks because I would love to have a great comeback here, but I do think that the best way to go about this is just move on.
Yes. Yeah.
not move. All right. Here is one.
Now
from
we get
Reddit.
Into the Reddits.
Yes.
Oh man.
I need some advice on something my wife did. She's not into sports, but I am a huge Seattle Mariners fan. She came to me and asked if I would help her grandma move some heavy furniture out of the house. Normally, I would just say yes. But it was ALDS Game 5 between the Mariners and the Tigers. I asked if we can move days, but that wasn't an option. She said she would make sure the game was on the radio and TV as the moving was happening, and we would come right home after to watch the rest. I put my foot down and I said no. She has brothers that could help, but they're actually lazy, so that's why she doesn't call them. I was not going to move during an elimination game. Mm. That led to two nights in the guest room.
Yes, it
and
did.
An icy cold household.
Two nights is all, huh?
I fear.
I can't even call it the guest room anymore.
It's your room.
Basically my bedroom.
I fear the only way to get things back to normal would be to admit I was wrong. The problem is, I was not wrong.
Oh, this sounds...
Tony?
Is this you writing this?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the question, but then we're going to do traffic, and you're going to answer after traffic. Should I tell my wife I was wrong, or do I continue to fight for my sports-watching right? Traffic, then Tony's answer.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Just a few problems to mention here. Collision on southbound 163 before Friars Road. Transit bus and car involved. They're over to the right shoulder. Also, a collision on southbound 5 past the 15. Tow trucks on scene. Everything is in the center divide. You can find a stalled vehicle on the Grossmont Boulevard off-ramp. Northbound 125, it's over to the right shoulder. And got a stall blocking the left lane of the Nordahl Road off-ramp of westbound 78. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
We've already got some wild responses to this on the chat,
sure.
But Tony's up right now. Should this person, this guy, tell his wife he was in the wrong, or does he continue to fight for his sports-watching right?
Sir, this is a pretty easy one. If you enjoy the cold chilliness of your household, keep on down that line of you were right, she was wrong, keeping your foot down. However, if you would like to
you
have...
You want the comfort of a dog nuzzled up against you in the real bed?
I would suggest admitting you were wrong and doing, a few extras to kind of get back into good graces of your wife, because I think you have to look at this from the standpoint of, you basically was like, man, forget your mom. She can figure it out on her own.
It's elimination game, bro. Hey,
listen, I think the accommodation of radio and TV on as you kind of move and stuff. Listen, you can get us. You can stop. Like, hold up, we'll move it after this pitch right here, and then you can keep it moving.
But what if Jorge Polanco is 10-12 pitch battle? They need that thing in the moving truck.
You'll get to see it the moment you come back in from the moving truck. You can hit the rewind button. You can see the replays as they're happening. You're there. You're in it.
What if I hear the neighborhood go crazy and I'm out of it and I don't know?
You can run back in. Listen, I'm just saying, brother, this was one day. You could be ruining a whole lot more days if you don't eventually say that you were wrong on this one.
All right, Chris, should he tell his wife he was wrong, or does he continue to fight for his sports watching rights?
If you enjoy being alone on that couch, have at it. But if you'd like some comfort from your wife, I would say that you go ahead and apologize there, buddy.
Well, I have three things.
Three?
Yeah,
that's a
they're
lot.
They're quick. Number one, my ruling is that you are right. She should respect your love
sports
of the Mariners.
Right.
This is your ruling.
Your love of the Mariners. It's not my ruling.
Okay.
I'm giving my dissertation.
The build
you
up
are
to
correct. She should respect your desire here.
Yeah.
A normal Mariner game, absolutely not. But an elimination game, she should understand that a whole season has come down to one game. You should have the right to watch that on your terms. So I blame your wife for some of this. Secondly, I've been married 36 years.
Today's the anniversary. Today.
Thirdly, I think the reason I made it this long is because I discovered the DVR. And I tape games that I want to see so that I can participate in all of the things she would like me to do.
Yeah.
And it's a happy wife, happy life situation. Take that for what it's worth.
I must say,
and combine it with Tony's answer, and you'll get where you need to go.
I must say that there was a time where, even though I had DVR, I was insisting on watching things live,
right?
And it only made my life
makes it worse.
Worse,
yeah.
Once I succumbed to, hey, you know what? You can watch the whole thing. It'll just be later.
The only trick, and I've gotten really good at it, is
just
not hearing
stay off your
the
phone.
Score.
Yep.
Stay off your phone a little
Turn
while.
Turn off your notifications.
And,
all
you
that.
Can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. It can be done.
It
I
seems
do it all
like
the
a
time.
Few extra steps, and maybe it is. But
well, it's
worth
better
it.
Than sitting in the sleeping in the guest room, I think.
I think it's completely rude of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, I know what you think. We don't need your answer here.
Dominic said it in the chat. If she knew this was important to you, she would have never asked in the first place.
I opened my sentence.
Is he single too?
I think so. I know he has a daughter. I believe he. I'm not going to answer for him, Dominic. You can tell me in the chat.
I'm just saying. How's Brooke feel about this?
She would never, because she's a sports fan.
She'd want to watch the game.
Yeah, she would be.
That's another way around this.
Yeah,
marry somebody or be with somebody who loves sports as much as more than you do.
Until she doesn't. Until there's something that needs to happen.
Oh, it's going
to
happen.
That. We'll see, buddy.
All right, we need to get this
I have a feeling as this relationship over here goes along and this segment goes along, we're going to just have more personal scraby things coming up.
Oh, yeah. All right, if you got kids in the car, I'm going to try my best to do this radio-friendly, but this one is insane.
Oh, man.
We may even have to go to the break. I'm the manager of a co-ed softball team, and I have never had this happen to me before as a manager of a team. We played the other night, and after the game, a few of the women from the team all headed towards the bathroom. While in the bathroom, they heard something outside the back vents that sounded like footsteps or someone in the bushes. The vents aren't open, but if you angle it the right way, you can see into the bathroom. Creeped out, they went to see if there was anything back there, and they saw a man from the back. And it looked
right.
like
you already told me enough.
It looked like that he was doing something to
don't say anymore. He was looking at the women
himself.
In the bathroom.
No, I think he was doing more than that too. That man who was caught behind the bathroom was the husband of one of the other girls on the team.
Oh.
And she was not a part of this group. They did not approach him because it was a bad situation, but they came to me and said they are done playing if he is allowed to continue with the team. I believe them. I don't think they're lying. But I didn't see it, and quite frankly, I'm struggling with the idea of confronting this dude about this. What if he was just using the bathroom? They didn't actually see the action was happening, but they were convinced of what it was. So, Chris, does this person need to confront this dude about the situation?
No. He needs to just kick the guy and the girl off the team, and he doesn't have to have an explanation.
Just say, you're gone?
Yep.
Okay, why? What did I do?
Doesn't matter. We got an issue. I'm the coach. We got an issue. I once got fired. One of my first jobs. I was a delivery guy for a liquor store. I only had that job for 2 days. One of the days I was there, somebody, not me, ate a sandwich and left it in the freezer. One of the employees. I was the newest person. I was told by one of my other coworkers that when you come in the next time, they're going to fire you for doing that. And I was like, well, I didn't do it. And they go, probably not going to matter. I walked in. I knew it was going to happen. And that's what the guy said. He goes, you're the newest guy. We had an issue. I'm not going to. You're fired. We're not going there with this. That was it. Stay with it, pal. You don't have to tell them. I think it's too uncomfortable.
I mean,
there is no way the person is going to admit to it. So why tell him what you think he did?
Tony's going to have to wait till after the break. Well, this is a wild one, though.
I just think, you know, we've had some complaints. I can't tell you what it's about. Sorry. Probably going to bust up our friendship for the rest of time. But we can't have you and your wife on this team anymore. It's best for what we're doing going forward. If somebody has a better answer,
we'll see what Tony has to say on the other side. We'll see what he has to say on the other side. Also, Chris versus the fans. Get in line. 833-288-0973. Your chance to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.